Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Liberty Radio Service. Have your saying, Yanup Song, 1-800-422-416. Aboriginal entrepreneur harnesses traditional knowledge to start business. We're talking about David Doyle. David Doyle, carver, artist and bush medicine producer. We have David online. David, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you this morning, brother?
I'm well. Thank you, my brother. Thank you very much. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob. Where you from, David?
Sure. So I live out in Broken Hill, far west New South Wales. My mob's Barkindji, and I'm about 100 kilometres from my homelands.
Beautiful. Big shout out to your mob and your country there. Thank you very much. So a business entrepreneur, here you are. I've always said, David, that we as black people, we're wealthy being black. We just got to get proactive, get our skin in the game, and that's what you've done in regarding carver and being an artist and a bush medicine man. So tell us about your journey and how long you've been in business and the vision, brother.
Yeah, look, I got interested in the plants and how they work. During COVID, you know, we had plenty of time to be doing some research and study, and I work as an Aboriginal health practitioner down here, and I have for over 20 years, so health's always been something that's pretty important to me. Mm. I started getting my own eczema and thought, you know, I need something to treat it because the stuff in the doctor was working, but as soon as I stopped using the cream, it'd come back. But then I started looking at some of our local ones and trying them, and they do a lot better for my skin anyway, and you know, now I can go 2 or 3 months without having any of the eczema, so it's been a benefit for me, but also learning about how to use those medicines has flowed out into the community as well.
So how long have you been in business then, bro?
Since about 2020, so what's that, just on 5 years now.
Yep, yep.
And I initially started off just making small amounts of stuff to give to my family and to the elders, and, you know, just to see how they worked for people. So that, you know, the community become the guinea pigs, but they also gave me good, honest feedback.
Sure, fantastic. And, you know, our mob, they'll give you that feedback. Don't worry about that, eh, bro?
Oh, that's for sure. No punches pulled.
Yeah, exactly. So tell us about the produce and products that are on the table, so to speak, regarding your business.
Yeah, sure. Look, I am currently only doing stuff with three different plants. One of them is our native lemongrass, which is a strong anti-inflammatory.
Yep.
The next one's the emu bush, particularly the Arimuffula longifolia, which is our preferred one up this way to use. Mm. And that one's more like an antibiotic for broken skin and, you know, little sores and stuff like that. And the other one's Gumby, which is an antibacterial, antifungal, antiviral. So, you know, it's good for all the skin conditions and on the outside. And it's one I use for eczema. So I mix them into either soap or into lotions that you can put on, and depending on what you've got is how you use it.
Mm. Fantastic, brother. And where are you selling them? Retail, through a store or through markets, or how do you get the word out?
Yeah, look, mostly through, I do have an online store at the moment, but I just got to put the products in there because I've had to make a new batch and I've grown out.
Sure.
It's under my woodcarver's name, which is davesgotwood.com.au. And, you know, in there, there's an online store. But I also do social media, which is Dave's Aboriginal Apothecary, and you can find me on Facebook there.
All right, fantastic. Now, we're talking bush medicine. Tell us about the carver and the artwork that goes with that, brother.
I started doing that as a bit of my own therapy, you know, trying to, when you have sort of that serious stuff that happens at work and just want to come home and zone out. So I'd started just carving little bits of wood, and then, you know, found out that I really enjoyed it and being able to sit out there and actually create something. It was the first time, so I'm at about my 6th year of doing that. And now I'll carve anything, you know. I do emu eggs and turtle shells, and I've been doing a bit of bronze casting and some work in glass as well. So, you know, I've been keeping pretty busy with it all, and it's always good to learn new skills, you know.
Yes, well, we're students for life, are we not, David?
Oh, that's for sure, brother. You know, you got to keep learning. It gets too boring otherwise.
Exactly, my brother, exactly. So is this a full-time gig for you, David?
No, look, I work for the Royal Flying Doctors three days a week. I've also got a small tool business that goes up and around the lakes called Wantanoa. And then I do the art and the medicine on the other days. So, you know, I try and get 4 days in. And try and get a rest in there as well at some point. So I'm full time, but I've got quite a few gigs.
Well, as they say, empires are built after hours. So you've got a full time job, and then building your empire after hours. That's what it's all about, being productive with your time. You're enjoying the journey. I'm picking that up, my brother. And is that the vision to become a full time businessman?
Yeah, look, I'd ideally like to do that, trying to show, you know, our communities out this way that we don't need to sit back and wait for people to do stuff or work for people, you know. Get out there, put your finger in and get into it and give it a go. And that was the whole idea of starting this. You know, I've been into a couple of the schools and taught the school kids how to make soap and creams, and soon I'll be going to the jails to do the same thing out here. So, you know, it's a great way to be able to show a cultural connection even in these modern days.
Yeah, for sure, my brother. Well, you are enjoying the journey, loving your work. So once again, give yourself a plug. What's the web page? How do people look at your work and purchase your products?
Fantastic. Yeah, it's dave'sgotwood.com.au. That's my artist page, and in there there's a little online store, and you can purchase it through there, or you can just jump on Facebook and search me up at Dave's Aboriginal Pocket Theory.
Fantastic. My brother, entrepreneur, fantastic, too deadly. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And we'll yarn soon, Dave.
Cheers, my brother.
Take care, bro. Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. David Doyle, his name is, carver, artist and bush medicine producer. So do check out his work. And like I said, Aboriginal entrepreneur, harnessing traditional knowledge to start his business and enjoying it. And still over and above the full-time job working with Royal Flying Doctor Service, which is a deadly gig as well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We're yarning up strong here on your National Talk program. 1 hour program and live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Ndinja country. BBM Bumber Bit Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, your mob too deadly.
Feels as though, heels as though, I know you can rise above, be still. Sister, tune into all the wisdom of your heart. Let it all out. Is the love worth the pain? Was the sacrifice in vain? To create. later. Mother took the course and held me like an anchor. Saw through the depths and returned to my nature. Blessed and highly favored with my sisters. Open up my heart, I'm out here being all that I am, all that I can be. When you're gonna turn your pain to love, as if the sacrifice wasn't enough. When you're gonna start to surrender and trust, flowing like the feminine queen that you are. See you, your strength, your pain, your sun, your rain. Be still, sister. Tune into all the wisdom of your heart. Feel, sister. Heal, sister. I know you can rise above. Be still, sister. Tune into all the wisdom of your heart.
National Talk Black.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the country thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Yarn up strong, you mob, too deadly. All right, now QUT students are headed to Far North Queensland. I'm marking an exciting milestone in the ongoing Hopevale QUT collaboration and a new chapter for the recently established Regional University Study Hub in Cooktown. With that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Lydia Pearson, acclaimed Australian design and QUT School of Design lecturer. Also, Professor Rowena Barrett, QUT Pro Vice Chancellor, Entrepreneurship and Regional Innovation. And we also have a student, Marco Dambrofio. Got them all on the line. Good morning, all. How are you?
Well, thank you. Hi, Trevor.
Lovely. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, fantastic. Talking about taking the mountain to the people. This is a fantastic fit in regarding a space for Indigenous artists and talking about a platform for vision for future for young and up-and-coming artists, especially in remote areas, but also a business entity, entrepreneurship, all the above. I'm talking about a 12-pronged spear here. This sounds so very deadly. So enlighten us, please.
Hi, I'm Lydia. Yes. And so I teach the final year fashion students. And for the last 7 years, we've been doing a collaboration with the Hopevale Arts and Culture Centre, where they print their beautiful textiles and our students respond after a competition to see who would be the most likely. And the lucky winners get to take some of the Hopevale fabric and create something very exciting for the Cairns Art Fair or for the Darwin Art Fair each year.
Fantastic.
So really raising the visibility of the textiles from the Arts Centre.
So an opportunity, and their artwork, if they win, they can then showcase their work at, you mentioned CIAF, Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, as well as Art Fair in Darwin as well. There's the foundation for the future and the opportunity of looking up and vision for what can be is what I'm picking up, yes?
Yes, So true. Yes, I'm going to hand over to Professor Barrett to talk about the entrepreneurship side of it.
Yes.
I'll just say that this is the first time the students have been able to come to Hope Vale. We got funding, thanks to Professor Barrett.
Thank you.
And we have engaged so luckily and beautifully with the young Indigenous students and also with the artists from the Arts Centre. And our biggest hope is that some of the young students will now see that there's a future in art or in fashion design with the art from the Arts Centre.
Thank you. Professor Rowena, enlighten us, please.
Yes, so we're up here right at this very moment. We're sitting in the Country University Centre in Cooktown, which we've been using as our base for the days that we've been here in Cooktown and Hope Vale. And we've been talking about fashion, design, study, careers, the future with young people here in Cooktown and also in Hope Vale. So Lydia and Akaro, who are the two QUT fashion stars, bought up some half mannequins. We've played some art games with young people here in Cooktown and in Hope Vale.
Yes.
And then last night we had the most amazing runway show in the Pioneer Hall out at Hope Vale. There are about 100 people in the audience.
Fantastic.
We had about 20 young people wearing the fashion, not only from this year, but from previous years when we collaborated with the Hope Vale Arts and Cultural Centre. And it was just the most extraordinary night.
Good,
it was just so much fun. And for the young people, it, as Lydia has said, it's a bit about showing what you can do with the art.
Exactly.
And then thinking about how that art can transfer and be used in all fabric, in fashion, in furnishing as well. And then what you can do in terms of building a career, which might be an entrepreneurial career, about using those things to create value for themselves or for the community.
Exactly.
So it's been the most amazing trip.
Good, fantastic. So do we do this often? I mean, thank you very much, Professor Rowena Barrett, bringing money to the table. Money's a tool. It's not an expense. This is a good investment for the future.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And this, I would say, template across the country. You know, we've got so talented people out there, especially when we're talking about culture, we're talking about art. I was saying that we are wealthy just being Indigenous. We're just going to get proactive and get our skin in the game, so to speak. And you're creating this opportunity, Professor. So I'd like to hear from Marco as a student, his input as well, please.
I'm just so proud and honoured be able to go on this trip. This has just been such a wonderful opportunity to not only put on this amazing show last night, but also to get involved and to collaborate with these artists and get their stories behind these art prints. And it was just such a phenomenal experience. And it was great to see last night such inclusion. For example, on the runway, we had one person who was over 80 on the runway, and we had a young girl who was under just over 5. And it was just such great to see everyone getting involved and to hear their stories. It's just been such a phenomenal experience.
I got goosebumps on my goosebumps when we're talking about an 80-year-old to a 5-year-old, you know what I mean? That is fantastic. And resilient people we are as First Nation people, but the culture is alive 60,000 years. And continuing on for another 60,000 years, this is like a part of the foundation of the future, you could say.
Absolutely. It's just so good to hear stories and collaborate and get inside context of not only each artist, but the, like just what goes on at Hope Vale as well. It's such a phenomenal place where a lot of great happens. So, it's been amazing.
We've had artists put, showcase their work from Hope Vale at Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. So they would be at the table too, wouldn't they, regarding handing baton over or paving the way? You can't be what you can't see for young Indigenous kids, I would think, yes?
Yes. It has been one of the aims for the last, ever since I've been involved, to get a young group of people to engage more with the Arts Centre, because the Arts Centre is typically somewhere where older people have been.
Yes.
And it's just fantastic to see the young kids hanging out at the Arts Centre. There's a youth centre there now as well. There's a young people shed so that they don't have to sit with the old ladies.
Yep, sure.
And so we're really hoping that we've activated that space a bit by playing the art games, by trying on all the clothes there. To everyone who modelled last night was just a Hopeville resident. So a student, a grandmother, a great-granddaughter, anyone who wanted to model.
Exactly.
We always make our clothes really, really size-inclusive and very adaptable for exactly that reason, so that lots and lots of people can wear them.
Well, you're talking about art. You're talking about, but I'm thinking the other opportunity there, models, as you just mentioned.
Absolutely.
And if you look at Alda there, auntie there, you know, on the catwalk, you go, sister, you know, perform, doors open up.
And brother.
There
were quite a few very gorgeous young men also on the runway wearing the T-shirts that they print for the Hopeville Arts Centre and the fantastic hats that they make.
Yeah,
the
beautiful.
Pictures of the boys are at least as compelling as the ones of the girls.
Sure.
So that was really exciting, because when we first suggested that we might have some boys involved, everybody just said no.
No.
But
front and centre.
But they did.
Well, they say, kick it to me. Give me the stage. Give me the platform.
Right.
This is fantastic. So with this then, have we got a foundation there for continuation? Have we got interest there? Are you talking to young and up-and-coming artists or potential artists to continue this space and to make it stronger for the future? Are those conversations happening?
I think those conversations are probably happening in houses and in the Art Centre as we speak.
Good.
That's not for us to do, I don't think.
Sure, of course, that's right.
We've set the mood, we've shown the opportunity. Yep. Now it's really for the people in Hopeville to decide and work out how to carry it forward. But if we can support anybody, if anybody wants to come to QUT to study fashion design, then that is something that we would just love. And actually, quite a few of the models from last night are at school in Brisbane.
Yes.
And so they've already been snaffled after they walked on the catwalk to walk in the graduate runway for our fashion design students at QUT at the end of this year.
Exactly. On the catwalk and then being tackled coming off stage, get their name and their numbers.
Been talking to the young people here about studying at QUT.
Beautiful.
And certainly for Indigenous Australians, there is so much support to come and study at QUT in terms of scholarship and accommodation and social support. And even, you know, it doesn't matter if they're Indigenous or not, there are other scholarships that young people can access to study at QUT. There are many pathways into the university.
Lovely.
And in some cases, of course, with the Country University Centre here in Cooktown, people can do some study online, they could be on campus, but while they are home in the community, they can use the CUC in Cooktown to also find support while they study.
Look, fantastic. And when we talk about QUT, can you quickly just elaborate on the support system that's in place in regarding First Nation people travelling from community, which is a big ask anyway, and in regard to their studies, their accommodation, and all the above, please?
Yep. So we have a number of elements at QUT. Young Indigenous student any Indigenous student who joins us at QUT will be supported through the Ujuru unit.
Mm-hmm.
So there's social support, there is cultural support at the Ujuru unit, there is learning support that happens there. In terms of scholarships, anyone who will be travelling from community to live in Brisbane, we will support them for the first year that they are at QUT in accommodation, and we will work with those students to help them savings to find some jobs.
Good. Life skills.
And get engaged in the Brisbane community. There are other scholarships as well that can support.
Fantastic. So how do people enroll? How do they converse with QUT?
Well, they can email us or call us through HiQ.
Mm-hmm.
There are study guides that we've left up here at the CUC. There'll be an open day on the campus in Brisbane in July.
Okay.
But if there are schools and students who want to visit us, then we can, while they're at school up here on the Cape, then we can provide a little bit of support for them to come and visit us as well and participate in some high school activities on campus, just so that they can get to know what it's like at the university.
Fantastic. We'll talk about Break a Leg. Congratulations, guys. Fantastic. A great platform. In more ways than one, as I said, 12-pronged spear. Too deadly, we would say. But thank you very much, Professor Rowena Barrett, for your input. And Lydia Pearson, thank you. Marco, a student, too deadly, brother, leading the way.
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing this fantastic story.
Thank you, Trevor. We have had such an incredible time. And we do look forward to continuing this engagement and returning here to Hope Vale and Cooktown.
Lovely. Thank you. All the best, guys. You take care and we'll yarn soon.
Thank you,
Trevor. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Little yarn there, and that's Lydia Pearson, acclaimed Australian design and QUT School of Design lecturer, as well as Professor Rowena Barrett, who mentioned that she also gave funding for this fantastic opportunity, and she's the QUT Pro Vice Chancellor, Entrepreneurship and Regional Innovation, and student Marco Dembrofio, who travelled up to Hopewell as well and enjoyed the stage work as well and watching the artists and the models perform at their deadly level. So fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, yarning with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, host for your daily program, National Talk Black, one-hour program live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumper Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong, you mob, National Talk Black.
Oh, I love you, sister girl. Oh, I love you, sister girl.
I've seen you grow up, a lovely mother. But now you're a woman with not a care in the world. And I love you, my sister, my deadly sister girl. Oh, oh, show us what you're made of, 'cause you're a diamond amongst pearls. And you're too deadly, my sister. You're too deadly, sister girl. 'Cause you're my kind of sister. You're the best one in this world. To that sister girl, and I love you, my sister. Stand proud, my Barbie girl.
Oh, sister girl. Oh, I love you, sister girl.
Well, you may find it tough in the many years to come, but just hold. And remember where you come from. Just remember, 'cause you'll always have family. Don't be frightened, never be. No, no, 'cause your precious family, they will always hold you dear. And you're too deadly, my sister. You're too deadly, sister girl. 'Cause you're my kind of sister. You're the best one in this world. And you're too deadly, my sister. You're too deadly, sister girl. And I love you, my sister. Stand proud, my Mabry girl. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, don't be shy, my sister. Just stand up and speak your mind. Be strong, you're too little, sister girl. And I love you, my sister. Stand proud, my Murray girl. Yeah, whoa.
Oh, I love you, sister.
Ooh. Well, I'm talking about my mother,
sister.
And I'm talking about my auntie, and I'm talking about my nana,
sister.
And I'm talking about my sisters. Oh, yeah, talking about my
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland.
Make great happen.
RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide, and listen. See it, be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
You're listening to National Talk Black.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn in Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your saying Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn up strong, you mob too deadly. Jump straight into it. We're talking about innovative new program puts First Nation talent on pathways to success. We're talking Indigenous Literacy Foundation, and we're going to talk to a new talent program manager and no other than DM, Darren Moncrief, who's holding the reins there and talk about this space. And we have Darren on the line. Darren, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. How's things?
Yeah, really good. Really good, my brother. Really good. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Okay. No worries.
Go ahead. Who your mob, where you from, brother?
Oh, right now. Okay. So, I'm from Carnarvon in WA, Northwest WA.
Yes.
My mob is Wadjuri on my grandfather's side from Mikatharra. He's born near Bellaly. And my grandmother is Yingida and Thudagri. She's born in Medallia. Mm. And my mum was born in Mikatharra as well. So, yeah, that's my people.
Beautiful. And big shout-out to your people and beautiful footprint. Yeah. Thank you very much. Look, congratulations. Yeah. So a new appointment for yourself as the new talent program manager for Indigenous Literacy Foundation. Congratulations. Yeah. So how long have you been holding the reins?
Thank you. Yes, Trev. Yeah, I've been here on board since January this year. Signed on in December last year and signed on as the Talent Pathways Program Manager.
Beautiful.
So I'm pretty excited. It's new for me.
Yes.
This sort of role. I'm not used to it, but I'm here.
My brother, we are students for life. Don't worry about that.
That's it, eh? Always, never stop learning.
Exactly. Now, your former hat, journo, with Courier Mail, is that correct?
I was sports editor at Courier Mail for 6 years.
Okay.
And previous to that, 2-3 years.
Okay.
So a couple of stints there, and also freelancing from the Northern Territory and Kimberley's WA as well.
Fantastic, brother. Beautiful. So here you are now with Indigenous Literacy Foundation as the new talent program manager. So let's talk about the innovative new program that puts First Nation talent on pathways to success. So tell us about this space and what is the opportunity for our young ones coming through?
Yeah, it's aimed at people in the 17 years to 24 years age bracket.
Mm.
And that's like after school and like before, you know, really settling into work mode, for a job.
Yep.
And in remote communities. So basically it's to equip participants with all the tools they need to become publishers, graphic designers or writers, you know.
Good.
So that's the thing there. That's basically it. So at the moment we're starting, this is the first time it's happened, first time for the ILF.
Yep.
At the moment we've got four participants. One from Ummanbiji, one from Bulla, and they are about 180 kilometres west of the WA-NT border in NT.
Yes.
Okay. And one from Tiwi Islands and also one from Catherine. So at the moment it's just Northern Territory. But, you know, it's early days, but the plan is to expand, you know.
Yeah, well, we're talking about building a foundation here for an ongoing program, innovative program. We are in the 21st century and beginning's half done, my brother, is what I'm picking up. And look, fantastic. How did this come about? The four participants, did they approach you or did ILF approach them? Or what was the format regarding the program as such?
Yeah, well, how it works, and this is actually key to the ILF success, Trevor, is that community comes to the ILF, not the other way around.
Yeah.
So in a lot of organisations, it's top-down, you know, like, this is what we want to do and this is how we're going to do it. But the ILF is different in that it comes from grassroots, community people. You know, like, groups come to us and say, hey, we got some people who want to do this, we want to do that, and we go, no worries, let's come on board, let's talk, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's totally community-driven. And that's what I love about it. It just when I saw that, I go, oh, man, that's just totally up my alley, you know? I just really want to. So that's the thing. So communities, you know, there might be reading groups, there might be some groups in various locations that they really want to sort of like, I guess, formalise learning and in the writing and publishing space.
Yes.
And they go, what can we do? And then ILF is always there, you know? And so that's the thing. That's the beauty about it. It comes from community. And
love it.
That's what I love. That's been the success, I think, of the ILF.
Yeah, look, and they've got the writing on the board and look fantastic. Now, with the innovative new program, how long's the program run for these participants?
This one, we're going 2 years.
2 years, okay, yes.
Okay, yep. And the goal, like I said, is to equip youngsters, you know, with these tools, but not just, you know, like the old bad old days. I mean, you sort of grew up and, you know, do a 6-week course or you can do mechanics and then you're left to your own devices,
exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
This is different. We want to see it through to employment, to paid employment, and even along the way.
Positive outcomes,
Yeah, the youngsters will be paid for their time and their work, you know.
Beautiful.
Like there's also audio work where they can translate language, you know, for their books into audio and whatnot. So yeah, that's kind of multidimensional, and that's the key to it.
And do the participants fly in, or do you communicate with them via Zoom, or how does it work if they're remote?
Yeah, a bit of both. Right?
Yes.
Just actually 2 weeks ago, we all met up in Sydney for the first time.
Good.
So prior to that, we was on Zoom team meetings, you know, like the old Zoom meetings, meeting each other. So we familiarised and sort of got to started the process there, and then the first weekend in April, they came to Sydney, and we spent a week together doing our workshops and just being with each other, doing all sorts of great activities, you know, ILF, and also post-work, you know, go out for a feed or we'll watch a movie.
Yeah.
And then the plan, we're also going to meet up again in Alice Springs in August.
Yes.
And also community visits, so I'll probably go to those communities and spend a few days there, you know, just to be on the ground and
walk a mile in their moccasins, brother.
Hey?
Walk a mile in their moccasins.
That's it, brother.
Exactly,
that's
brother.
It, you know?
Yeah, beautiful.
So, and, you know, check the hardware, check their software. They're all up to date with the equipment so they can do what they want to do. So that's
fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So with the participants at the table, you said four. Is the applications are still open, or is it done for this first set of programs, or where do we go from here?
Yeah, I think this intake will hold for a while.
Okay.
That's how it works. Yeah, this intake will hold for a while because there's only one of me.
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah. So that's the plan. And then I guess, you know, in a few months' time and a bit more, we'll start putting the feelers out for others to join, you know, to come around for the next sort of intake.
So, and I'm thinking these participants, as they go through and come 2 years down the track, they can be mentors for the next group that's coming through, I would think, yeah?
Well, that's the thing, you know, like small communities that they see someone from Buller
community.
Exactly. So, wow, you got this book done. You say, how do you do that? And then I go, well, let me show you.
Yeah,
you know,
gotcha.
You know, this is the whole thing, is that whole of community approach, you know, which can only benefit our people. That's the thing.
Well, success breeds success. That's what it's all about. And look, I always say that we need more black success in this country, not only on the football field. So this
is a great
industry in that sense. You know, new pathways. Innovation is the word there for a new talent pathways program. So look fantastic. And it gives these deadly participants to have a platform to look up and a vision for the future.
That's it. And you know, as much as I love sport, like in the previous life, you know, always sport, and you know, people in that space. But there's more to life than sport, you know, and kicking goals, catching a ball, scoring points, you know. There's a lot of our people who just don't really care for sport
sure.
as well.
Yeah, sure.
And that's, we gotta you know, think about them too. It's just not, yeah.
And when you're talking about innovative new program, well, we are talking about a forever-changing world. Here we are in the 21st century. And look, there are industries out there that have not even started. In about 6 months' time, a new industry will pop up, so to speak. So it gives these deadly participants an opportunity to look at and look up. And then when we're talking about the longest living culture on planet Earth, there's a dovetail into the 21st century new industries, I would think, brother.
That's right, my brother. And also, there's also obviously other Aboriginal organisations in this space, and we sort of pulling all together, you know, in like, okay, so what can you offer? What can we offer? What can happen here? And, you know, just and the goal is for the participants, you know. It's not to cover ourselves in glory, it's to really get our people in community, opportunities for our people in community, and that's the overriding aspect of everything we do, or everything that I want to do too with this program.
Yeah, fantastic, brother. Yeah. Now, Indigenous Literacy Foundation, where's their head office?
They are based in Sydney.
Sydney. And where are you based, my brother?
I am in Gumbanya country, which is otherwise known as Coffs Harbour.
Okay, right here, brother.
That's between, so halfway between Sydney and Brisbane.
So as a new, fantastic, and you as a new talent program manager for Indigenous Literacy Foundation, you in Coffs Harbour, head office in Sydney, we're talking about participants remotely. There it is straight away, operating, you know, not in the same office, and thanks to all the W's, World Wide Web and what have you, and Zooming, and there it is, we can still run an organisation and empower our people.
That's right. You know, technology can be a wonderful tool for that, you know. I mean, last time I was talking to you, we were talking about you getting into Cairns, getting elected on the Cairns.
Cairns Regional Council, that's right, exactly. And there was a print that came out, and you were based in Thursday Island at the time.
I was, yeah. I'm glorified, Horn Island.
Yeah, but, too deadly.
And I still owe you that coffee, I think.
That's right, brother. And I know where you live now, Coffs Harbour, brother. I got your name and your number.
That's it.
Hey, look, good. Congratulations. Good yarning with you. And enjoy the new role. I think Indigenous Literary Foundation have scored well in having you on board. I think you scored well as well, talent program manager. And big shout out to those four participants. And they're setting the pathway, the foundation for the future innovative new program. So good luck. We enjoy the journey, brother. And please keep in touch, eh?
Thank you. I will, Trev. And I just want to really, really shout out to the ILF crew, you know. Ben Bowen, Brother Boy, CEO there. Zoe, Kasim, Sister. You know, there's a lot of crew behind the scenes work that they've been working so hard long before I got there. So
yes.
Shout out to them too, you know.
Fantastic, my brother. Well, good yarn with you. Take care. Keep smiling. Talk soon, brother.
Take care, my brother. See
Take
ya.
Care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there, and that's the deadly brother, Darren Moncrief, former journo, Koori Mail, after 6 odd years, but now he's the new Talent Pathways Project Manager for ILF, that's Indigenous Literacy Foundation, and talking about the First Nation participants from remote communities in the Northern Territory, have taken part in official launch in the inaugural workshop at the Talent Pathways Program in Sydney with Indigenous Literacy Foundation, and working closely with that man there, that's Darren Moncrief, and so down to earth and full of knowledge. And also strong in culture. So fantastic. That is a fantastic ingredient regarding for success. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM, Bummer Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team, and also big shout out to First Nation radio stations across this deadly country, a deadly black network. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. But yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black.
Phone.